From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Wholesale prices are down this month, almost 7% from a year ago. The decline was led by lower costs for food and energy. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group.
The producer price index fell in the month of July, a pretty sizable 0.9%. Good part of that was due to lower energy prices.
Hoffman says he thinks inflation is under control and that there won't be any further declines in wholesale prices. General Motors says it will increase production and recall more than 1,300 laid-off workers thanks to the government's auto incentive program. GM says other workers will have an opportunity to work overtime. Cash for Clunkers, which offers rebates for trading in gas guzzlers for higher-mileage vehicles, has boosted GM sales. The automaker says it will produce 60,000 more vehicles in the third and fourth quarters to meet demand. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is praising President Obama as a friend of Islam. Mubarak is also pledging Egypt's cooperation in U.S.-led peace efforts in the Middle East. He met with Mr. Obama at the White House on Tuesday. Barry Schwad reports.
At the White House, visiting for the first time in 5 years, President Mubarak praised President Obama, saying the American leader has made it clear the U.S. is not against the Islamic world. Mubarak thanked Obama for his efforts from the outset on behalf of the Palestinians, and pledged to work with him. For his part, Obama said there are signs all sides are ready to make progress, that he hopes there will be Israeli and Palestinian movement. But he said it's going to be difficult, and all sides are going to have to take serious steps. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with her Colombian counterpart at the State Department to discuss a defense cooperation agreement that is raising eyebrows in Latin America. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
Secretary Clinton tried to dispel concerns about the Obama administration's plans to beef up security forces in Colombia. She said the U.S. is not setting up any new bases and will not significantly increase the U.S. troop presence, which is capped by Congress. She also dismissed complaints by Venezuela's president that this defense deal is a threat to the region.
Any fair reading of what it is we are discussing is about our continued commitment to assist Colombia. It has nothing to do with other countries. And I only hope that people will actually take the time to understand that.
The deal, expected to be signed soon, would give U.S. forces increased access to military bases in Colombia to fight drug traffickers. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 24 points to close at 10,260. This is NPR News. Authorities in Afghanistan are reporting threats and violence in the capital, Kabul, on the eve of the country's presidential vote. An official says armed men have been taking over a bank and have been exchanging gunfire with police. The Walt Disney Company has shut down its 20-year-old Indiana Jones epic stunt spectacular in Orlando following the death of a performer. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports it is the third Disney worker killed since last month.
Disney stunt performer Anislav Varbanov died after suffering a head injury during a rehearsal for the Indiana Jones show at the Orlando Tourist Park. An investigator with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, will look into the fatal accident. The probe could take 6 months. Disney closed down the Indiana Jones attraction in honor of the lost performer. Varbanov had been with the show only a week. This fatality followed the death of an actor who slipped on a patch of water during a Magic Kingdom show featuring the character Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean film series. A monorail crash following Walt Disney World's 4th of July fireworks show killed the train's driver. Tourists aboard the monorail were treated for minor injuries. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
A Texas appeals court judge testified Tuesday that she got a last-minute phone call about an appeal in a 2007 death penalty case, but no word of problems in the filing. Judge Sharon Keller is accused of unfairly denying an appeal for a convicted rapist who was executed hours later because she ordered the court closed on time. Keller says she ordered the court building closed but never prevented attorneys from filing paperwork after hours. She could be unseated from the bench if convicted on 5 counts of judicial misconduct. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.